We begin the current daf in Sechtik Subas Daf Samachal for beginning with Beis. Again, it says Master, beginning with the Gemara. Loi litin tevin lefnei behemtoi. Not to put the, she doesn't have to put the straw in front of his animal. Loi litin tevin lefnei bikoi. She doesn't have to put the straw in front of his cattle. What's the reason? So it says, because the shneim in the mechayevus, because both these things she's not obligated to do for him. Time perk bas and drum, like we learned in the last perk and dumb the pay alpha and base. The bum should be no lebein acherim, things that she has that are related not between him and her, but between her and other people, that in an afer that he cannot nullify, as the Gemara says, Ketzad household. So that's kainim shani oislefi abba. Let's say she takes a vow prohibiting what she makes for her father, or lefi avicha for your father, lefi achi or my brothers, or lefi achicha for your brothers. Or shall they etin, and these are the examples. Shall they etin tevin lefnei behemtechol? I'm not going to put straw in front of your animal. Shall they etin tevin lefnei behemtechol? I'm not going to give straw in front of your cattle. And yochla hafri cannot nullify. And the reason is because since she's not meshubatim with these things, so it's not a den that bein oil b'nas. So you see that she's not obligated in these things, and therefore, she, like we're saying over here, she's not obligated. The next test, Master begins with Gemara. Hanem ilu bechisna rema. And when did we say that he cannot force her regarding linen? That's by the Roman linen. Because that splits the lips. Says Taisus, and how did the kingdom need this that we inferred from the Mishnah that he could force her with wool? We said, but Semer in the Pishon Loi, with wool, yes, and linen not. So that's what we're saying, because Kisner Dema, that's by the Roman linen that he cannot force her because we say that the Mishnah should be with him. He is the one who says that's only by Kisner Dema. Kinnik says, Master begins Zigma, Halocha, Kribalez, that Malkiah says, like Kribalez of our Mishnah. The Mishnah brings 100 maidservants, he can force her to do work with wool, because if she doesn't do anything, it's going to bring dezim. I said, says about the Kamel and Bechamakam, this that we know the rule is everywhere, that the rule is Bechamakam, Shonarim, Shemulim, Mishnah, same way we mentioned Shemulim, and Mishnah is Halacha Kamaisoi. And he says that it's not true. He has a different Halacha. As the Gemara says, the difference is regarding if she has little dogs to play with, and that's different than Eliezer. So it's not the same one that was in the days of Rebbe Eliezer, and therefore it's not the Rebbe Shmuel that we're referring to. The difference between them, between Ramalki and Ramalki, is Shafachis. Is this halacha that we're discussing over here in our mission of the maidservants? Now, Amir Ashbam, he says, what does that mean? It means Shafachis v'shekenek. That means the halacha of the maidservant, and the one that's the parallel one, which is the middle one of the other category. That's the halacha of the ashes, which is the rabbinic teaching and I mean the Amoraic teaching and not the brisa, because the value by nine, those are the two differences that are between them. Where according to Rapapa, that since it's a memra, so Malkiah said it, and it's not specifically only shvachis, it's just that we're switching. That also ifemikla is also going to be the difference between them. Now, but Rabbeinu Tam Pirush, he explains that no, it's not true. The Hodakama Masnitin Umasnitar Malkia, the Osla Flugyal Memesh of Malkia, is not really coming to disagree with the entire teaching of Malkia. El Osla Memer, rather, is coming to say the Homasnit Masnitar of Malkia, Beloy Rav Malkiyai. Avashmaitza, but the Amarok teaching, Yesh Mem Rav Malkia, Vish Mem Nav Malkia, it's not exclusive that this, he's only Mishnais and Brises, and he's only Amarok teachings. No. The Amarok teachings could be both. And it's obvious also from the fact that the Gemara says, and then the Manach to remember who said what? The Masnita Malkasa is that the Mishnayos and Brises are Rav Malkiah. Of a Mishmaitza, and Semet, but regarding the Amarok teachings, no sign was given that it's Rav Malkiah. And obviously, because Rav Pappa would agree that the Amarok teaching could be Rav Malkiah also. And therefore, if a Mikla, which is an Amarok teaching, you could say that he would agree that it is Rav Malkiah, not necessarily Rav Malkiah. The way the Rashbam says it. So next says, Master begins to Gemara. Talmidim Yitzin Shlubish Shlam and Yom. The students could go out whatever mission 30 days, but Parham Shabbos Achas, the workers could go out for 1 week. Now, Pirush Re explains that we're not really coming to tell you that the Shir of Oina, which is for the students and the workers, Rav Dal Sashmi, what we're coming to tell you over here is the Avagav Dim and Hagim Hari Lumid Palasim Allah of Edom, even though the custom of the students was to learn, and the workers that they would do their work in the city. And the time of intimacy that was set in the Torah for a student is Me'er Shabbos L'Er Shabbos, is from Friday night, I mean, more like Mar says, Upa'alim. And for the workers, Shtayim Shabbos is 2 times we could tell the Sefer, like the Sefer teaches. So it comes out when they leave the city, they're diminishing their Oina. Salachi, even so, they could change from their custom. and they can go out even without permission from their wives. The students 30 days. The Palm Shabbos Achas, that works, could go out for 1 week.